This is GQDN for Thursday, February 16th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your book via audibletrial.com/groupquest. That's a free credit. And by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Wild Heart news. Here comes Eddie Brock. And some Warhammer 3 news as well. But today, we start with an article from Kotaku. And they're saying that Reddit was sued over a forum that launched the GameStop stock rise. So what we know is that in, 2 years ago, the subreddit called Wall Street Bets became very famous for rising the prices of GameStop. But now there is a lawsuit that was done from Rugnicki and was posted in the Northern District Court of California. That was done on February 15th, yesterday. So via Kotaku, this is an excerpt of said lawsuit. On Reddit, just about everyone, to include aspiring pornographers and scam artists, can find a place. Everyone has except Mr. Rugnicki. Mr. Rugnicki's true offense was trying to control the band he created in the first place. Famous brand that helped Reddit to rise to $10 billion valuation. Reddit filed several applications with the United States Patent and Trademark Offices to register Wall Street Bets as its mark, and aggressively opposed Mr. Rugnicki's application. If you build it, they will come. Entrepreneurs tell themselves, drawing inspiration from the protagonist farmer's walk through an Iowa cornfield in 1989 film Field of Dreams. Reddit's dreams, however, turned out to be Mr. Rugnicki's nightmare, as the company insists, if you build it, we will take it from you. So we might be taking a look at this. I did not hear that in the news, but we'll see. That was via Kotaku. But we go to Blue News, and they said that Sherlock Holmes is to be delayed. So here's what Frogwares Sergey Bogdanson statement. Quote, We have been trying so hard to make our planned release window. The continual interruptions to power on top, the frequent missile attacks since October meant we had to replan the reschedule almost every month. We're now at the spot where the game is content complete, so we need to move into the final QA, polishing and launch setup. To say we are tired of how much all this derailed our day work since the start of winter is an understatement, but we're doing the best. We're doing our best to push on. Once we feel we are maybe a month away from release, we'll be able to announce our full release date with an exact day. So be patient, or be patient for something else. Eurogamer.net did say that TwitchCon dates and places have been revealed for this year. So TwitchCon Paris will be taking place on the 8th and 9th of July at the Paris Expo Port de Forêts. I do apologize for the names and stuff. But on the 20th to the 22nd of October, TwitchCon will be in Las Vegas and will be at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So here's what Twitch's Senior Vice President Damian Burns said. Every day, Twitch brings together a global community of millions to share an endless array of passions, from games to sports, arts, talk shows, and more. Those who join us in Paris in July will see the magic of Twitch come to life IRL. Communities meeting with their favorite streamers for the very first time in person, history being made in Twitch Rivals competition, boundless creativity on display at the Artist Alley, and a wide array of unmissable brand experiences at our expo hall. Now we go to Destructoid, and they are saying that the Immortal Empires will be out of beta and will now come to Total War Warhammer 3 owners. So this is a free update that is coming to Total War Warhammer 3. And those that are fans of Warhammer 3 will indeed be enjoying this, or have the opportunity to enjoy this. So there's not much information as to what's into it, but that's all in the YouTube trailer, so go check that out. And while you do that, we're going to go to another Destructoid article stating that Quisnier is going to be launched this summer. So this is going to be another cooking game, but in this case, you're going to go out and beat up some enemies to go get some ingredients for your food that you make for people. And the game does look pretty good, so we do hope that you enjoy it. At least the people from Exceed and the publishing group Battle Brew will all hope that you enjoy this dungeoning, crawling game to make food. We'll see. Oh, now I get something that I've been playing. DualShockers did say that Marvel's Midnight Suns Venom comes to the DLC next week. Well, in 10 days, that is, on February 26th. So, this is what I've been very curious about. How does Venom come to the Midnight Suns? And does Eddie Brock talk to Spider-Man? Very, very, very interesting. So, I don't know. We shall see what happens here. This will be going to be very curious. So you have another anti-hero to fight along with Deadpool. Yay. Now we get to a bit of a statement from the UK's Information Commissioner's Office. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that there should be some age checks within games to protect children. So, this is indeed very, very interesting. In fact, the ICO did state, that is the Information Commissioner's Office, that game companies should, quote, assess and document how you will identify if UK players are under 18 and work out their actual ages with an appropriate level of certainty. Investigate potential age assurance solutions to provide greater levels of certainty, linking back to risk assessments done at the design stage. You should implement your identified age assurance solution across all games, stores, or platforms as quickly as possible. Back to some good stuff. Wild Hearts is now available, and that is from Tecmo, and you can find it on EA and the Epic Game Store and Steam. But the quote from SkillUp does say, quote, Wild Hearts is a unique twist on the hunting genre, where technology gives you a fighting chance against fearsome beasts infused with ferocious power of nature itself. Take on these creatures alone or hunt with friends in a seamless co-op. No one remembers why Kemono began their rampage through a once prosperous Azuma. Fueled by desperation, they wield the power of primal nature at its most destructive. For a while, it seems that no one could stand against their overwhelming might, but hope arrives in the form of a formidable hunter armed with deadly weapons and ancient technology called Karakuri that could turn the tide of the battle. There are some reviews on various sites about the game, and so far, people like it. Just what they like when they get reunited with their lost games. This comes to us from Kotaku, and a Japanese museum has reunited gamers with their lost retro games. So, indeed, there is a named cassette in a museum in Tokyo. And for a lot of gamers who went there, they wrote their names, addresses, or other identifying information on their Famicom cassettes, and not just those cassettes, but others. Now, Junji Seki is the director of the named cassette museum, did say that, I believe it's he, not she, I could be wrong, but this started out as a hobby, and that's where that people could find the games that they have played before. But now this is more like reuniting folks with what's going on within that place. So, in fact, Seki did say that, quote, if you look at a cassette that says 110 yen, it's probably when the 3% consumption tax was introduced in 1989. So anyway, you can go check out that article, which I think I did mess up and didn't put that in the Group Quest Discord under GQDN show notes, which is only available to all our Patreons. But hey, it is what it is. So anyway, you can find us at Group Quest, and you can find us at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow for the Friday news for games. So go play some games, people. Oh, by the way, the duels are on. NASCAR. We'll see you tomorrow.